Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. John Shire's here. John's with Sophos. He's a senior security expert there, and he's here to talk to us about ransomware stuff, the cybersecurity challenges that we all have. And I'll just remind you one more time, folks. John, thank you again for being here, but I was going to remind them, you know, for a long, long time, I would just remind them that the bad guys are coming down market. They're coming after small businesses in a different way. They may do, a plan an assault on a big company, but they broadcast their mayhem across the small business sector to try to find a target of opportunity. But part of that, and who knows what that could wind up being, but part of their targeting, their assaulting of a big company could be your business because you're tangentially somehow connected to that big business. Maybe not, as you pointed out earlier, not even as a vendor to the company, but to a vendor to one of the employees, right?
That's right. So recently we saw some attacks against 22 cities in Texas that were affected by ransomware.
Wow.
And the way I look at that kind of attack, they were largely small cities of populations of 6,000, 10,000, 20,000, those kinds of things. So I kind of see those as small businesses as well, because they are somewhat self-contained in their operation, and they also take on suppliers and are part of somebody's supply chain. If you're
There was one in Florida that got hacked a few months ago. I'm trying to remember which one it
Lake
was.
Yeah, Lake City, Florida. And they actually ended up paying the ransom. But in Texas, what was interesting is that the attackers in this case came in through remote management software, basically. So a lot of these cities were using third-party managed IT services to help them alleviate the burden of not having enough resources.
Right.
And
they were outsourcing.
They were outsourcing their
capability. But in the doing of that, that created and opened up some other exposures, didn't it?
Exactly. So the managed IT service in this case, the offer they were using, that's what was compromised. And this is what allowed the attackers to get into all 22 of those cities. So now compromising one of the supply chain components upstream was able to affect small businesses. And we saw that again a little bit later. So that was August 16th. And in August, I think it was 26th of this year, we saw another very similar attack where a bunch of dental practices, around 400 to 500 of them, the number's still a little bit shady, were also affected in a very similar way, where some of the backup software that they were using to back up things like patient records, charts, insurance forms, all these kinds of things, was also compromised. And then
because they were all doing business with one vendor?
Exactly. The attackers
an industry vendor.
All that information
this potential is pervasive, because every industry, every single one, has 500 vendors who are industry specific. These are people who used to sell what you sell. And they went off on their own to develop some kind of an off the shelf a Windows program to help you manage your inventory or your finances or whatever, or they create a whole different software or whatever, and it doesn't even work for it works for the trucking industry, but it doesn't even work for some manufacturing industry. It's just for trucking, or it's just for corrugated boxes, or it's just for building radiators or whatever it may be. But every one of those industries has dozens of these vendors that it wasn't a problem before the internet, right? Because they couldn't connect them all.
Yeah, in this case, it was dental practices, right? This company focused specifically on dental practices, and really, you know, they didn't have all the dental practices, if you can imagine how many there are in the U.S. alone. They just focused, you know, they had about, I think, a thousand customers or
what
so.
What was the exposure? What did they do? Was it ransomware?
It was ransomware again, yeah. So it was they got into these back-end systems and were able to encrypt a lot of the backups
and lock them out.
These dental practices.
And locked them out.
Yeah, and knock them out, basically. And in each of these
What did they wind up doing? What did they do?
Well, they allegedly, and this is where a lot of these stories are kind of piecing together little news sources here and there, but allegedly some of the ransom was paid, which allowed the company that was breached originally to get a decryptor to decrypt some of the machines. However, there was some field reports saying that it worked some of the time, not all of the time.
So does that basically put that company out of business?
No, it doesn't appear to have. The company still seems to be operating as of today, and some of the research I did just before the show. And but you know, it's one of these things that does erode the trust of the supply chain in both ways, right?
Well, think about how, I mean, dentists are, you know, they do pretty well, but they're not exactly getting rich out there. You know, that you start slowing down their operation or hurting their ability to perform, and I mean. You know, I don't know if you know this or not, but the first people to feel a recession in a city are the dentists. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
If you want to know how an economy is going, talk to the dentists, because that's the one thing people put off when they don't have enough money immediately. And so
I guess it's one of those things that's not immediately covered by all insurance plans, right?
Exactly. So I'm just saying that dentists can barely spare. Most of them can't spare being disrupted like that. Folks, this is a cautionary tale. Don't think of your. I know you're not a dentist, maybe, but this could happen to you. You got to gird your loins. We come back. John's going to tell us how to protect ourselves. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.